Welcome to the SMS show, where we talk about everything pertaining to life, ministry, and business through the eyes of this millennial woman. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Shante Monique Smith, and I am so excited to share this episode with you. So when I woke up this morning, I was thinking, as many of us probably are, about our 2019, right? And I'm like, 2019 is going to be so epic. 2019 is going to be life-changing. 2019 is going to be one of the best years that I've ever experienced in life. I don't know about you, but I believe that we live on the level that we speak. I love you, Auntie! That we live on the level that we speak, that we can really declare and decree what's going to happen in our lives. So I admonish you, if you haven't already started to do it for this year, start declaring what your day is going to be, what you're expecting, what you're looking for. It's going to change your mindset. It's going to change your perspective. It's going to allow you to get all of the glare out of your eyes to start seeing things the way that you should see them, right? So I'm thinking and I'm saying, yes, 2019 is going to be epic. It's going to be a year that's going to blow my mind. It's going to be a year in which I'm going to connect with the right people at the right time. It's going to be the year that I am going to have explosive miracles and blessings unfold. But if I can be honest, and I said every time I come live, I'm going to be transparent, because there may be someone under the sound of my voice on the other side of this screen that's saying, you know what? This 2019, I'm believing that it's going to be great, but it's gotten a slow start, okay? And I want to let you know that I started thinking, I personally believe, I'm becoming more of an avid reader, because leaders are readers, but I believe that the best book that's ever been written in life is the Bible, okay? So I look at the Bible oftentimes, because I'm also, in addition to being a pastor, I'm also an entrepreneur. So sometimes I look at the Bible with the lens of business, and I came across in my Rolodex, in my memory, a scripture in Luke 5 that I want to share, because I know that I have people that follow me that are in ministry, and I also have people that follow me that are in business, right? So Luke 5 kind of starts off a little dull. It's talking about a man by the name of Peter. He is actually a business owner, right? He's a fisherman. And it says that he was mending, or he was washing his nets. So I'm not a fisherman. I love seafood, but I don't really know how to fish, right? But I'm thinking, if you're mending your nets, you're kind of like repairing them from, you know, elements of debris, of residue. You're repairing your net, or you're mending your net from pieces of it that's probably popped from using it in the past. And that's what many of our lives are looking like in 2019, right? January, this new month of a new year, you've still been mending some things, right? You've still been realizing that you have to stop talking to certain people, right? Or you've been actually getting rid of the debris and the residue from your last year's mindset, right? Or you're trying to actually manifest new things, but you're saying, okay, I have to kind of mend these areas in my life. Thank you. I love you guys. And I love feedback. So talk to me while I'm sharing this with you. So you're saying, okay, I have to mend some things. But the only thing is, I didn't have a problem with Peter mending his net. The problem that I see in this story of this entrepreneur is that he got out of his boat to mend his net. And I want to encourage many of you that don't leave your place of productivity just because things aren't going the way you think they should be going by now. I know it's the 24th of January. I understand you have big goals. You did your vision board. You know, you're actually speaking and you're reading and you got your tribe, or you're believing God for a team this year. I don't want you to leave your boat because there's debris and residue. I don't want you to leave what you're currently doing because of discouragement, because of defeat, because of disappointment. Peter got up out of his boat. He literally tied that boat. He anchored it to get out of the boat to mend his net. And oftentimes, I just believe it. You guys give me the praise hymns if you agree. Oftentimes, we're praying for breakthrough, for miracles, for explosive blessings, for things to take off in our lives. And it seems like the time that we're ready to give up is when God starts speaking. The time that we're ready to throw in the towel is when God shows up. It's like, had you come 6 months ago when I had the energy, when I had the enthusiasm, we could have actually hit a running streak. But it seems that the moment that I'm about to call it quits, just like in this text in Luke 5, as soon as Peter got up out of his boat, left the boat and to mend his net, Jesus came and he was like, whose boat is this? Whose boat is this? Where have you been? I've been waiting for you. I've been asking, you get what I'm saying? For a breakthrough. I've been toiling all night long and you didn't even come. You didn't come until I decided to leave. Okay, here we go. So Peter says, it's my boat. I'm imagining he's screaming from a distance. It's mine. Jesus said, can I use your boat? Because there's a crowd of people that actually want to hear from me. Peter was like, sure. Like, I mean, I'm not in it. I'm not using it. Absolutely, you can use the boat. Jesus gets in the boat. He preaches a message that we don't even have a recording of. We don't know exactly what he said to the people. They were on the shore. Jesus was in the boat, right? Soon as Jesus gives the benediction and church is over, all the people leave. Jesus talks to Peter and says, I need you to launch out into the deep. Let your net down because you're about to have increase. I'm talking to entrepreneurs, I'm talking to ministers, I'm talking to authors, I'm talking to people that 2019 is going to be different than 2018. Jesus says to this discouraged entrepreneur, this discouraged leader, this leader that is trying to figure out where his provision is coming from, Jesus says, go deeper. I titled this live The Sweet Spot because many of us have been working tirelessly. I'm talking about you're not getting sleep. I'm talking about you're burning both ends of the candlestick. I'm talking about you're actually doing it without a team. But the only thing I have to tell you, because this is how I feel about my life, so I have to say it to you, you're too shallow. No, not you personally. No. I'm talking about your work ethic. No. You're an amazing person, but you're actually operating in shallow spaces. Because Peter was still tied to the shore. When Jesus got in the boat, he said, just push out a little bit so I can have a little bit of distance between me and the people. And Peter was like, sure, I'll push you out just a little bit. But what happened was after the people left, after the crowd left and they had a one-on-one encounter, Jesus says, your blessing, your miracle, your answer, everything that you're looking for, you're not going to find it just pushing out a little bit from the shore. You're not going to find it just dipping your toe, or dipping your toe in this. You're going to have to actually go deeper. You're going to have to go into deep waters. You're going to have to actually go further than your comfort zone. You're actually going to have to get uncomfortable to get what you're praying for. Who am I talking to? You're actually going to have to get uncomfortable. You're going to have to become relentless. You're going to have to become literally someone that forsakes all abandonments of comfort. You're actually going to have to go beyond your limitations. What you said is okay. God says that's just baby steps. What you said is enough. What you said is 100. God is actually saying that's still around 30%. You're actually going to have to become what's the word I want to use? You're going to have to become radical about actually getting what you say you want, but it's not going to come here because that's too shallow. Jesus says, I need you to launch out into the deep. Go deep intentionally. Don't stumble upon it. I need you to plan to go deeper. Who am I talking to? Preachers and ministers of the gospel. We got to plan to go deeper. That means going in prayer like never before. That's studying beyond a date on the calendar to preach. We can't just read the word because we have to minister. You can't just read the word because you want to come live. You literally have to embody a relationship with the Holy Spirit and go deeper than you've ever gone before. Because if you want what you've never had before, you know how the saying goes, you're going to have to do what you've never done before. So if you want to preach, if you want to be on platforms, you have to not only focus on packaging yourself, but you got to go deeper. Where are my authors? Okay, you're writing about your life story. You have, a chronicle of children's stories books. You have different goals and dreams. They're plastered all over your house, but you're still shallow. You're still trying to play it safe. Oh my God. You're still trying to do it easy. What we want for 2019 is not going to come with us being comfortable. I'm preaching to me more than I'm preaching to y'all, but I need somebody to give me some hearts, likes, love, and shares, okay? So I want to let you know that what you're asking for, it's in deep waters. It's not in the shallow. It's not in the middle of the lake or the ocean or the stream, wherever you find yourself in, it's going to be deep. I'm talking about beyond where you can control, beyond where you're comfortable, beyond something that your family has ever done. I'm talking about going deeper beyond even what your educational status is. You are actually contemplating the vision that God gave you because you're like, I don't have the degree, or I don't have the expertise, or I don't speak that well. I want to let you know that in 2019, we have to find our sweet spot, because many of us are poor, and we're actually working our gift, and we're exercising ourselves, and we're spending energy in places that are not giving us the results because it's too shallow. You're spending time with shallow people. You're spending your money on shallow things. You're working your business, but you're working in shallow waters. You're working with people that don't understand and that can't conceive your mindset, your vision, your mission, your goals. It's too shallow, so you're gonna have to go. I want to push somebody today. I want to encourage somebody today. I want to provoke somebody today to go deeper, y'all. I woke up this morning thinking about it, and I said, Tay, I said, your dreams are awesome. I said, but your work ethic is shallow, boo. You know, your vision, your dreams, what you believe is going to happen, what's been prophesied over your life, what you're declaring is absolutely magnanimous. It's great. It's lofty. But you're not deep enough. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Launch out into the deep. And then I want you to do something. It's not enough just to be in deep waters. You're going to have to work in deep places. He said, I want you to let your net down. Now, I told you the beginning of Luke 5, he was outside of the boat mending his net because there were things that probably like snug on it. There was residue. There was debris. He was washing it. So I want to let you know, don't throw your net away. I want to let you know that those past seasons of disappointments, you may have entered into 2019 still feeling a little blah, still trying to get your mojo, you know, you still trying to whatever. Some of us have hit it with a bang. I know that it's been 24 days, y'all, and I have done more in 24 days than I did in the last quarter of 2018. I promise you. I've been working tirelessly, but I found something this morning in the scripture that hit me. Am I in my sweet spot to the place that I'm not afraid of the work, nor am I trying to play it easy, but I actually want to work in my sweet spot. My sweet spot means that it's not that I don't have to work, but I don't have to extend that much energy. I don't have to tire myself out. The work doesn't have to become laborious because I'm in my sweet spot. So what Jesus was telling Peter is, not only do I need you to untie yourself, not only do I need you to push out from your places of comfortability, I need you to launch back into the deep in the same area where you experienced prior disappointment, in the same place where you experienced prior discouragement. I need you to go deeper than you've ever gone before, because the harvest that you're asking for, the prayers that are actually going to be answered, it's not going to be answered here. It's going to be answered in deep water. So here we go. Peter, up until this point, has been really silent. You know, he's been, you know, kind of like rocking and rolling with Jesus. But when Jesus says, go deep and let down your nets for a great drought, or let down your nets for a great harvest, Peter said, hold up. I don't think you understand, because you just got here. I was doing that. All last night, I didn't even get any sleep. And I didn't catch anything. Now, he's not a novice. Peter is a master fisherman. He is a full-time entrepreneur. Who am I talking to? Are you like me that you left your job? Okay. He says, I am full-time at what I'm doing. I'm a master at this. I didn't just start this. I'm not brand new to water. I know how to navigate the different seasons and the times. And he says, and I've toiled. He said, I've worked tirelessly all night long. I've been working at this thing and I don't have anything to show for it. He said, but because you said it, and this is something that is, I believe is going to bless someone. You may have been working, but God is saying, do it again, but this time I'm going to give you the strategy. Mm-hmm. My prayer when I was thinking about this scripture this morning was, Lord, let me find my sweet spot. Because Peter said, King James Version, nevertheless, at your word. But in the English vernacular, it meant, I'm tired, I'm discouraged. But because you said it, I'm going to give it one more shot. Who am I talking to? That 2019, I'm talking about the entire year, is your one more shot to do what didn't happen in 2018, to manifest what actually came up short in 2017. He said, I'm going to give it one more shot. He said, at your word, because you told me, because you were consistent enough to pursue me when you know I was about to give this thing up or play it safe and play it small for the whole year, God is sending this message to you, whether you're at your job sneaking with your earphone in, whether you're sitting in the bathroom, whether you're at home, whether you're in your car, whether you're watching this replay in your bed. God says, give 2019 one more chance. But watch this. You got to follow the strategy. Not only do you have to go deep, but you have to let your net down in a particular location. See, those of us that are in business, at least when I was studying in college, it says that the first key of business is location, location, location. Yes, you're an entrepreneur, but are you in the right field? Yes, you're in, you know, the right company, but are you on the right team? Yes, you are in the right company, but have you become the right person? See, it's about finding your sweet spot. It's about being in the right location. It's about doing the right thing at the right time for the right person to see you, okay? And we're not doing it aimlessly. We're not doing it without intention. These are calculated moves. Oh my gosh. These are calculated moves that God is saying, I need you to move, but I need you to move strategically in 2019. When you go live, I need you to go live at the right time. When you go live, I need you to go live with the right word. When you walk into that business room, when you walk into that classroom, when you walk into that interview, I need you to have the right ingredients. I need you to do it at the right time. Give 2019. I'm talking about all 12 months. Don't give the first quarter. Don't give the first month to determine how your year is going to be. Don't say, I'm going to give it to the end of January before I do plan B. No, all 2019. Will you be committed even after discouragement? Will you be committed? See, because the thing about it, and this is one thing I love about Peter. Peter did it with no team. He didn't have his boys with him. He didn't have any other fishermen with him. Watch this. It wasn't until Peter got deep. It wasn't until he let down his net. It wasn't until the fish broke his net that we even knew anybody else was around. It says that he had to call to people and say, come help me get this harvest. May you be so committed to your dreams in 2019 that you go deeper than you've ever gone before, that you let your net down, and you actually have a net-breaking miracle that other people are going to have to help you come get your blessing. I didn't even know that there were Peter, that there were James and John and Andrew. I didn't even know that those boys were around. See, a team is not needed until you go deeper. I'm talking to somebody. Your tribe is not needed until you get in deep waters. You're trying to be great on the surface. You're trying to be great tied to the shore. You're trying to be great in shallow waters. No, no, no. You don't need help until that net breaks. Oh my goodness. You don't need help until you're actually, this is what I've been looking for. The term is reckless abandonment. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You don't need anybody to assist you until you abandon all options of comfortability. Yeah. Yeah. I love these comments coming in. That's a Selah moment. Until you have reckless abandonment, you don't need a team. This word is for me. I'm just letting y'all in on me thinking out loud. I woke up this morning like, Tay, you're doing good, but you're not deep enough. You're not deep enough for the dreams you say you want. You're working tirelessly, but you're not in your sweet spot. Because the sweet spot is when effort and activity meet harvest. That's the sweet spot. When what you're doing matches the demand of what's needed. When Peter put down his net, the fish was like, here we are. So when he was on the shore, when he was mending his net, he was thinking about it. When he sat back in his boat talking to Jesus, he was talking about it. Let's stop thinking about it and talking about it and actually do it. It's not until he went deep and actually put faith with his works. Uh-oh. It's actually not until he started working out what he said he wanted that he actually got the harvest. It was net breaking. It was net-breaking. After discouragement, after having to do it alone, many of us have had teams and we lost everything. Many of us have had money and we lost money. Many of us have had advancement and then we suffered decline. I'm talking to people that 2019 is going to be your platforming year. 2019 is going to be your Luke 5. It may have started off dreary, but before, I'm not even talking about December, y'all. I'm talking about in the first quarter, you're going to get a net-breaking miracle. Somebody's even going to experience it but before January is over, because after today, you're going to say, this was the word that I needed. This was the confirmation that I needed to hear. I'm too shallow. I'm playing it safe, and I need to recklessly untie my net. Don't even think about an anchor. Don't think about stopping. Don't think about waiting for people to join you before you go deeper. Don't worry about having a confirmation and stars and, you know, stuff be shaking in heaven before you go deeper. You said this is the moment. This is the time. 2019 is the year. 2020 is not the year. 2020 has its own promises. But there are promises in 2019 that I need to operate in. You just got to find your sweet spot. So that's my prayer. That was my prayer this morning. I said, God, help me to find my sweet spot in business, that I'm connecting with the right businesses, that I'm connecting with the right business owners, that I'm connecting with the right women that want to change their life. Because I'm not called to everybody, but there's a sweet spot for me. There's a group of women that I'm going to help transform their lives in ministry. I said, there are places that I'm going to preach, both nationally and internationally. Let me find my sweet spot. Watch this, that I don't have to be anybody else. That I don't have to do anything else. That I don't have to put on and pretend. See, because when you're in your sweet spot, your authenticity is actually what's going to actually have you have the net-breaking miracle. Peter didn't use anybody else's net. Peter didn't actually shine his net up. He didn't go buy a new net. It was the same net that he was using all those years that actually broke and actually allowed him to walk away, watch this, from what he was expecting to, that was going to, he was expecting to sustain him. He was able to, after his net broke, he was able to follow Jesus for 3.5 years. Because Jesus said, now that you are a fisherman, I'm going to make you a fisher of men. I'm going to take your tools and actually give you the anointing and allow you to do what you were doing naturally and give you a spiritual anointing for it. Who am I talking to? It's the things that that we think that we discount, like, okay, so in order to get more likes, love, and shares, I need to do it like so-and-so. Or in order to get, you know, my live videos to have more people, maybe I need to beat my face. Y'all, I'm not beating my face. It's hot. The only thing I did was put on a wig because my hair is not done, okay? But this is who I am, because I know that in my sweet spot, you don't want to get a tribe. You don't want to get a harvest and then the real you comes out. You don't want to pretend and then later on you can't keep up the facade that people were attracted to you initially, and then you actually show who you really are. May you be the real you in 2019. Yes, there are elements of us that should be polished. Yes, there are room for personal development. Yes, there's also areas for spiritual growth. Yes, we're going to read more. We're going to listen to podcasts more. We're going to grow and manifest into our best self, but you got to be you. The way you say it is good enough for the audience that's attracted to your net. The way you do it is good enough for the people that came from the same background that you. No, we're not going to stay the same. I'm not saying stay stuck. I'm saying that you're going to grow, but I want you to grow being you. I don't want you to do it like the celebrities. I don't want you to do it like the person that gets 3,000 views and 6,000 views and 150 shares. I want you to do it like you. And if you do it like you, and if your net is working right now with the five and you stay faithful, Bible says if you're faithful over a few, oh my God, I feel his presence. He'll make you a ruler over much. But if you keep trying to switch up your style and switch up your lingo and do it like other people, you're never actually going to actually master your own net. May you find your net and work your net until the harvest comes looking for you. Because your net works in a particular portion of the ocean. My good friend, she's an accountability partner. She's a mentor of mine. We actually have the same initials, Tay, I see you. Her name is Shantae Monique Salter. My name is Shantae Monique Smith. She has an anointing on her life that ignites me, but I can't do it like Tay. I can't talk like her. I can't act like her. And guess what? She has a portion in which she's going to get a net-breaking miracle, and I have my portion that I'm going to get a net-breaking miracle. Both of our nets are going to break doing it the way that God has ordained us to do it. I want you to stop trying to pattern your social media after other people. I know I've done it before. I said, okay, maybe I need to have videos in the middle, and I need to have pictures on the left and affirmations on the right. Or maybe you need to switch it because you're trying to see what works for other people. No. Your net works for the people that are connected to your voice. If you just find your net, and if you just be faithful, and if you just be consistent, and if you just go deeper, and if you just actually do what it is that you've called, that you've been called to do, the fish are going to find you. The money is going to find you. The harvest is going to find you. Your net is going to break with you being the original you. So find your sweet spot, because all your prayers are going to be answered right there. Find your sweet spot, because you're not going to have to worry if you're doing it right, if it's actually authentic. When you come on social media, the next post that you post, I know you probably saved it, because many of us do, because you saw that somebody else posted it and it got 360 likes, but you posted it and you only got 2 and you think there's something wrong with you. Maybe you're not supposed to share posts. Maybe you're supposed to create them. Find your sweet spot. And watch this. Don't discount your net. Oftentimes we look at other people's nets and we're like, wow, I wish I could do that. Wow, I wish I could say it like that. Wow, wish you get them saying I can have the response. No. That's their net. And if you keep doing what other people are doing that are succeeding, 2019 is going to leave. And you're going to wake up in 2020 and be like, this is my year. No. This is your year. This is your moment. Find your net, sis. Get deep and ask God for the strategy. Where do I need to let my net down? I don't want to do what's popular. I want to do what's productive. That's a word right there. I don't want to do what gets me likes, love, and shares. I want to do what I've been called to do. Because, Bible, what profits you to gain this whole world? Everybody knows your name, but you didn't fulfill your assignment. Social media is one aspect of our lives. I'm talking about, are you fulfilled every night when you go to bed because you've touched the people you were supposed to touch, because your voice reached the people that only you can reach? I can do things that you can't do. You can do things that I can't do. Does it make me better than you? Does it make you better than me? Both of us have just found our net and we're asking God for our sweet spot. And I'm going to support you, sis, and I'm going to cheer you on like, yes, you better do it. You better do it. Do it. Do it. Because you're in your element. When you're in your vein, that's where your confidence is. You know why this live is coming off and it's reaching many people in their hearts? Because I'm in my sweet spot. I can't do anything else but encourage and preach. I can start off saying I'm going to talk about business, but it's going to end in a word. You want to know why? Because I'm a preacher. God saved me from depression. He saved me from mental breakdowns. He saved me from insecurities. He turned my life around because it is a word in my mouth. I can't try to be anything else. Yes, I want to collect the bag. Yes, I actually want to secure a couple of them. Yes, I'm going to be debt free, but I can't try to fit. Okay, put it like this. I'm gonna go to the Bible real quick. It's a man by the a story in 1 Samuel. It's talking about David. David was about to fight Goliath, right? And Saul was like, great, you want to fight him? I need you to put on my armor. And if I could be real with y'all, I've been an entrepreneur for 4 years, but I've still been trying to wear other people's armor. I've been trying to wear the armor of an entrepreneur. I've been trying to have the right look. I've been trying to have the right words. I've been trying to have the right posts. I've been trying to have the right videos. You try to get the right lighting. And I've invested all this money and I've spent all this money, but the only thing that works is my word. The only thing that works is when I turn this camera on and when I open up my mouth, he always gives me a word to say. And I took it this morning that I need to find my sweet spot, because my net is actually going to change the masses. It's going to change the lives of hundreds of thousands of people that I never would be able to reach unless I do it the way he called me to do it. David said to Saul, he said, listen, I'm about to fight Goliath. I got your armor on, but I haven't proved this. I don't even know how to work this. It's not my size. It's not my cut. It's not my fit. But what I do know that works is these smooth stones, because when a bear came and when a lion came with my bare hands, I ripped them asunder. Who am I talking to? I want to let you know that other people, if you're in entrepreneurship, if you're in ministry, if you're an author, if you're a woman, there are other people that are similar in age, that are similar in experiences, that you have similar traits with, that are doing it a certain way. But that's not for you, sis. You haven't proved it. Don't put on somebody else's armor because it's working for them. Work with what works for you. So back to Luke 5. Peter lets down his net, the thing that has been working for him. The fish connect. His net breaks. Watch this. He calls for help. They filled up two boats from his one net. It's not until after Jesus finishes his ministry and resurrects from the cross that you see Peter back in the boat, but it was after he denied him. That's another story for another day. What am I saying? Peter never had to go back to being a fisherman because he found his sweet spot. Right now, many of us are one let down away. Oh my gosh. Receive it. We are one let down away from a net breaking miracle, y'all. I don't know if I want to shout, speak in tongues, or cry. We are one let down away. See, many of us have been let down, and it's preventing us from letting our nets down. People have let you down. You believed in people. You believed if I partner, you know, with this team that they're going to take me to be a six-figure. No. You're one let down away. You are one. You have to, after discouragement, disappointment, despondency, everything that is trying to stop you from letting it down, you have to let that net down one more time. If you do it at the right time, in the right spot, with the right word, you will never have to worry about finding your sweet spot again. Some of us, our let down is connected to a let down. People have had to walk away from you because you have to actually go deeper. Who am I talking to? You've been too shallow because you've been trying to actually keep people around you. Peter had to do this by himself. And when he did, the help was there. The tribe was there. They were in deep waters. They were in deep waters. All your prayers are in the deep. Your harvest, your provision, you know, your financial capital. Some say, I have a vision, but I need provision. Provision is in deep waters. Yeah, it's in deep waters. But you got to do it the way he gave it to you. You have to do it in a place that's authentic, so that when we see you in the supermarket, that you don't look different than you do on live. So that when we see you in your element, and when you finally get platform, I don't want it to be, because God is about to open up some great doors. You can mark it down, and I'm not even being braggadocious. I just know what I know. And I don't want, you know, me to be preaching on these large platforms. You like, she sounds different than she did on live. Mm-mm. If anything, I'm just going to be more mature. I'm going to keep reading. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep fasting. I'm going to keep studying. I'm going to keep leveling up. But I don't want you to be like, that's a different girl. She don't look the same. She don't act the same. She don't talk the same. I'm talking about, you get what I'm saying? The core essentials. You have to be you. But everything you need is in the deep waters. So my prayer today is that you find your sweet spot. That you pray, that you study, that you become mentored, that you submit to people that are already in deep places so that you can find what ultimately you've been praying for. I hope this helped you. I hope this blessed you. I'm absolutely rooting for you. This is your year. Do not allow 2019 to pass and you haven't maximized everything that you said you were going to do. This is the year. My flow is business, ministry, education. This is the year. I love you guys. I'm so sad that our time has come to a close, but don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, leave a comment, and join me for the next installment of the SMS Show.